This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two gentlemen. A little later on, we'll be joined by Greg Hoag, who is somebody we've had on and off the program for many, many years. He is a diesel racing pioneer. He's also a guy that's been a diesel racer himself and a regular drag racer. And he's also been a team owner. And recently, I know he visited the Bonneville Salt Flats, so we'll be talking to him about those runs. Right off the bat, we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and that is always a great time anytime we get Paul with us. Telephone-wise, you can call us at the usual number if you'd like, and talk to Mackenzie, who's our producer today, at 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer, you can email me. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go to the city of Detroit, the Motor City, and bring forth one of our favorite contributors here to the broadcast, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and contributor to many websites and magazines around the world, and NPR as well, Mr. Paul Eisenstein.
Bob, good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well, Paul. You've been on my mind in recent weeks, as I know the last time you visited with us, you were telling us that you're off to Vietnam. Let's begin by talking about this experience that you recently had.
Well, it was a pretty interesting one, Bob. First of all, the day I left for my trip across the Pacific was the same day that Senator John McCain died. So, I had a lot of thoughts. It brought me back to a very different era. I grew up during the Vietnam War, and saw many of my older friends go off to war. They lost more than a few. Interestingly enough, I returned hours after the McCain Memorial was held in Washington, D.C. So that bookended the trip, which I spent mostly in the north, actually entirely in the north, first in Hanoi and then Haiphong, which anybody with a little bit of geographic history may recall was the harbor that heavily bombed and heavily mined back during the war. Now the center of much of the commerce of one of the world's fastest growing economies. And Vietnam is not just a fast growing economy, but it's also the home of what is soon to become the world's newest car company, an outfit by the name of VinFast. And it's quite an intriguing company. They've partnered with BMW, with Pininfarina, the Italian design house, big companies like, Bosch, Siemens, ABB, and others. And they've hired some top talent. You may recall, I'm positive you know, Dave Lyon, the former superstar designer from General Motors, as well as Jim DeLuca. Dave is now their head of design, working with Pininfarina. And Jim DeLuca, a longtime veteran GM guy who had many, many years in Asia for GM, is now the CEO of that company.
Wow, that's amazing when you stop and think about it.
Well, it's even more interesting, Bob. They're going to be launching two new products, their first two products, less than 2 years after the company was formed. And we're going to get a good look at them in just a matter of weeks at the Paris Motor Show. One of them has a very... Both these have unique designs, so they're not just badge engineered models, you know, where you just change the nameplate and maybe a little bit of the sheet metal. These are very distinctively styled vehicles developed by Dave Lyon working with Pininfarina, and they are based on the platforms of the BMW X5 for their SUV and their 5 Series for the sedan, using a modified BMW 2-liter turbo engine. So it's a very intriguing product, excuse me. For those who are interested, go to thedetroitbureau.com, type in VinFast, V-I-N-F-A-S-T, onto our search engine, and you'll come up with pictures of the new car. Or send me an email, and I'll send you links to the website and the page if you can't find it.
Well, that's quite a story, Paul. And, you know, when you stop and think about America's history with Vietnam, and of course the war that lingered there for so long, I never thought I would see the day that an auto manufacturer with former employees like the ones you mentioned working out of that country and supplying cars to this country and to the world.
No, it is a stunner. They're going to focus initially on the Vietnamese market, though they have putting in place about 250,000 units of capacity a year in an incredibly modern 870-acre factory complex on Haiphong Harbor, half of which, by the way, is built on reclaimed land taken from the sea. Now, that's almost would almost double the size of the Vietnamese car market, which is currently about 300,000 vehicles annually. At the rate that economy is growing, they can absorb a lot, though it's going to be tough for them to challenge some of the people who dominate the market in Vietnam now, Toyota and Hyundai particularly. So I expect that we're going to see VinFast start to export some of their vehicles. I'd be surprised if they don't, within a year or so, start exporting to other markets in Southeast Asia, Thailand, for example, Malaysia, Indonesia, and so on. And I have a sneaking suspicion that they will probably try to target Europe and perhaps even the United States one day. It's almost too bad that Senator McCain isn't here, because you may recall it was Senator McCain on the Republican side of the aisle and Senator John Kerry on the Democratic side reaching across to Vietnam vets, two heroes of the Vietnam War, who helped open up the relations between the U.S. and the Vietnamese. And I have a feeling that they would both work to try to help this auto company get a global footing.
Absolutely. Lots of other stories to talk to you about. Let's touch on BMW's iNEXT. This is a look into the electrified future of BMW.
Yep, another story which we just put up on the site yesterday at 6 p.m. So again, it's our lead story at the moment. Folks who want to see get at least a hint of what the future at BMW will look like want to go look at the iNEXT. Now, this is an updated version of some concepts we've seen before. You may recall, Bob, last October at the Frankfurt Motor Show, we saw the iVision concept. That was more of a coupe-like sedan. This vehicle adopts, no surprise considering the market, an SUV-like shape, very dramatic, a distinctly different take on the BMW double-kidney grille, extraordinarily aerodynamic, a very large battery electric drivetrain under the floorboard. They're not talking exactly how big, but we're talking almost 400 miles of range, which is pretty significant, and I expect it will deliver pretty high performance when, and yes, there will be a production model coming, they say, for 2021. More importantly, Harald Kruger, who is the chairman of BMW, says that they expect that this vehicle will be the foundation of a lot of future products.
Wow. Hold that thought, Paul. We'll be back with much, much more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is with us. He just was telling us about iNext, which is a glimpse at BMW's autonomous electrified future. But more immediately, Paul, we're not that far away from seeing some additional new BMW products, including perhaps some additional models. In they already have the smaller ones, the X1, the X3, the X5, which started it all. But now, of course, the future may include some radical approaches.
Yeah, but first of all, the iNext is definitely going to be one of those radical approaches. And I expect to see the same platform that you'll see under this all-electric vehicle start to show up in a couple of other models. And there will be more iProducts. You recall they have the little i3 city car and the i8 plug-in hybrid. You're also going to be seeing electrified versions of one form or another of just about everything that BMW comes up with going forward. Now, on the high end, you're about to see the launch of the BMW X7, which is basically going up against vehicles like the Lexus LX, the Cadillac Escalade, Lincoln Navigator, the Mercedes GLS, and that will be coming next year. I had the good fortune to drive the new version, the next generation version of the BMW X5. Just this past week, I spent quite a bit of time driving it down in the Atlanta area. I will have to honor their embargo. You know, that's part of the deal when you get to drive these things ahead of time. So I really can't tell you much about it, except I'll give you a little sneak peek. I was incredibly impressed by this vehicle on road and off, and I'll be having a full review of it coming up in a matter of days.
Excellent. You have also had some seat time recently in a GMC Sierra. Tell us what you can about that.
Yeah, it's interesting you knew about that. Yeah, I was quite impressed with the vehicle. GM's really done a nice job of launching its two new versions of its full-size SUVs, the 1500-level SUVs, and some real nice features. Here's one that stunned me when I realized it's the first time they had it. On the Chevy, the Silverado model, it's the first time they have ever had a power tailgate. It's just one of those ideas that you go, of course, wow, oh, the first time? Yep, I guess so. And then the Sierra goes a little bit differently. It has a damped tailgate, so you can open it from inside the cab with a touch of the button, and it just slowly opens up. But when the tailgate is up, it has an insert section, sort of a crescent section at the top of the tailgate that can fold over and act essentially as a standing desk for a contractor or somebody else that needs a little table to write on or work on while, say, you're at a job site. And there are something like five or six different functions that you can use that tailgate for. It's pretty impressive. A lot of real innovations and creativity that went into the new both of those new trucks from GM.
Great information, Paul. Let's tell everybody about Volkswagen's Beetle's plans. They have officially unveiled the Beetle Final Edition. So the Beetle, which came back.
They're squashing the Beetle, Bob.
Yeah.
It's going away. It's the longest lived product in automotive history. It dates back to a somewhat nefarious past. You may recall that it was originally envisioned by the Nazis as the people's car, which gave the name to the company, Volkswagen or Wagen. And it came out originally in 1938, of course, was put on hold during the war, and only survived. This is the interesting part. The only reason that we even have a Beetle today is because a British officer assigned to help start operations back up at the old factory in Wolfsburg, which is bombed into rubble, found a surviving vehicle, thought it was so cool that he got money, he got money to help them start the line and start building the Beetle again. It became a counterculture and an anti-war statement during the hippie era, along with the microbus, two of the most popular products ever from VW. It faded away as the Japanese took hold. We launched They launched a new one in, if I remember correctly, 1997 and 1998. Mm-hmm. And then in 2011, brought out the third generation. And unfortunately, neither of those two subsequent models have ever really caught on the same way as the original. Not surprising in today's market. So they are launching the final edition. It is a slightly tweaked version of the Beetle, which you can buy right now. And it will continue until the Beetle itself is pulled from production sometime towards the end of the 2019 model year. Now, Bob, there may be good news for some fans if you'd like to talk about that.
Sure.
Yep, we heard from some VW executives that, just hang on, never say never, was what Heinrich Wedekind, who is the head of VW's operations here in North America, never say never, while there are, quote, no plans, he said, it could return. And he pointed to the upcoming revival of that old microbus, which will be renamed the ID Buzz and go all electric. So my sense is that we may see the Beetle return in some form or another as an all-electric model sometime in the next 3 to 5 years.
I would not be surprised at all, Paul. Very observant and certainly makes a lot of sense. J.D. Power came out with a study this week showing that automakers are doing better with infotainment systems. The technology is becoming easier to use, and they have a list of particular models that are winners in various categories. But this is good news for everybody because a lot of these systems were so complicated at first.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty wonderful to have all the great new technology that automakers are offering on their vehicles. Updated navigation systems that you can program with your voice, infotainment systems that offer incredible audio and voice control. You can dictate text by voice and so on. The problem? A lot of them don't work very well. I've had voice navigation systems that I've asked to have an address in Michigan, and I wind up with something in Delaware. And as you know, that has hurt a number of car companies. Ford really cratered in terms of quality and reliability, according to J.D. Power, because of problems with the early versions of Sync, its high-tech system. The good news is that the latest version is doing great, and a lot more of the new infotainment systems seem to be getting their act together. It's really good news for people buying new cars.
It certainly is. It's always great news when you're with us. I know you've got some obligations. Enjoy those tonight, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Bob, it's great to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at GCNLive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Florence, a monster storm, now a tropical depression. The slow-moving system has claimed at least 13 lives and caused extensive damage and catastrophic flooding in the Carolinas. Michael Sprayberry, director of North Carolina Emergency Management, appearing on ABC's This Week, urging residents to stay cautious, saying Florence still poses a huge threat.
It's bad right now, and we do expect it to get worse over the coming days.
Fayetteville, North Carolina Mayor Mitch Colvin tells ABC News the rising Cape Fear River has prompted mandatory evacuations.
We're in the midst of 15 to 20 20 inches of rainfall. We are expecting that our rivers will rise to levels that we haven't seen during the last 50 or 75 years.
When animals attack, a couple of deadly attacks over the weekend, a 37-year-old hunting guide killed by a bear in Wyoming, and a deadly shark attack off the coast of Cape Cod. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Rather be anyplace else than right here. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, Greg Hoag, over the years, has been a great contributor here to the show. He's a race car driver. He's a team owner. He was involved with Project X, which is a fascinating project that was done in collaboration with the folks at Hot Rod Magazine. In recent years, he's been doing a lot of stuff at the Texas Mile, and most recently, when we visited with him, he was headed out to Bonneville, so I thought it was about time we should check in and see what's happening with this gentleman. So let's bring forth Greg Hoag to the airways of Auto World. Greg, how are you doing?
We're doing wonderful, Bob. Got back from Bonneville Speed Week. Speed Week actually wound up being 2 weeks. I went out there with White Goose Bar Racing, which there's really no such thing as White Goose Bar. It's the bar at the White Gooseneck Trailer over the years. And we had 5 cars out there and set 3 records. Keith Peterson driving our G diesel truck, which is a under 2-liter diesel truck. Raised the record from 129 miles an hour to 144. We had a best exit speed of 157. There's a lot left in the truck. We're still learning how to make it survive on the run. The engine's fine and everything. We're just being really easy on it. We expect speeds in the 170 mile an hour range. Got some great help from some people in Canada on the injection pump. And then the big news is our E, which is 260 cubic inch blown gasoline streamliner of Rick Yacucci, the fastest pass in the history of gasoline on the salt flats. Running E blown gas streamliner, he went 398 1.247 miles an hour, just under his 400-mile-an-hour goal to get his black hat. For those that don't understand, at Bonneville, there's kind of a hat system. If you break a record over 200 miles an hour, you get a red hat. And there's quite a few red hats out there. If you break a record over 300 miles an hour, you get a blue hat. Not quite so many, but still few, some. If you break a record over 400 miles an hour, you get a black hat. There's very few of those. And, of course, this last weekend, they had the Turbinator went 488, so they really don't know what color the 500-mile-an-hour hat's going to be for wheel-driven cars. It was pretty neat when I was out there. Danny Thompson, who's Mickey Thompson's son, in the car that he had run, a revision of the car that Mickey Thompson run, he and George Petit, which is Speed Demon, went back and forth trying to be the fastest pass, not necessarily the fastest record, but the fastest pass, and they were in the high 460-mile-an-hour range, and Danny Thompson wound up, both of them battled it out, and I think that wound up being 460 miles an hour that Danny Thompson got the record, and it was pretty interesting. But we had a good weekend. I went out there with the SCTA and helped the people that I race with are also officials, and they work on the communications and everything. It was kind of neat to watch the behind-the-scenes things of Bonneville, setting up the courses. It's really incredible. They had four courses this year, and the salt is dramatically better than it's been in 20 years. What's happened is now the state of Utah has got more control, and the mining company that was taking all the salt off the flats using water, they would flood it and pile it on the other side of the road, which there's several salt flats out there, but this is the one we race on. Well, now they started pumping the water back after they'd taken the potash out of it, and it seems that without the potash, everybody was worried. Well, now it seems it's even better, so the salt conditions are going to get better. And we're going back out there in a few weeks to try to raise that record over 400 miles an hour. This will be the car that Warren Johnson's actually working on engine programs for the upcoming future deals from an unblown gasoline aspect. And WJ will probably get in the car at some point in time and achieve his blue or black hat. So a lot going on. We're really excited. Bonneville was something, it was an incredible experience for my first time going out there. We'd sent Project X out there, and it has the record in D diesel trucks, so now my programs have the record in D diesel and G diesel, and then we've got an engine program going together for H. So it was pretty, and then I got back from there, and 3 days later, my good friend Charlie Stewart called and said, I'm kind of chasing points and in super gas, and I'd like to go to the U.S. Nationals. I said, well, great. And this was about 10 o'clock Sunday night. I said, well, when do you want to leave? And he said, 5 o'clock in the morning. And the U.S. Nationals is basically, they start on Tuesday and finish on Labor Day, Monday. So it was a long race. I've been on the road racing for almost a month. I guess being retired from the fire department has become a full-time job.
Well, you get to see some real cool places. Tell us a little bit more about your impressions of Bonneville and what it is like to be there in that environment around those folks. And as we talked about before, the salt getting in your blood, and of course, the Bonneville salt flats were used in the movie The Fastest Indian, about the Indian motorcycle. But it looks like a magical place. What's it like?
It is incredible. It's hot. There's very little humidity, so it's not bad. It's quiet when the wind's not blowing. You can go stand. I was there early in the week where there was very few people there, and you know, the course is 5 miles long with 3 miles shutdown, so it's a long way. So, and then they drag the courses to try to smooth them out, and it's so eerily quiet. There's no insects. There's no birds out there. The mountains are around it. It's absolutely they call it salt fever, and a lot of drag racers go out there and fall in love with it. It's there was close to 500 cars out there, I believe, this time, and the pit area was 5 miles long. You don't really walk around out there because it's a long way. We were in the center of the course on the side, and we were at the 3 mile course. So if you look, you can see the start line's 3 miles one way and the finish line's 2 miles the other. I did a lot of Facebook live videos out there in the salt and explaining stuff and going up in the mountains when we put our communication stuff up in the mountains so that we have radio and uplinks. They're on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/COMP461, Comp 461. It's Greg Hoag's Comp 461 Motorsport page. And it was pretty incredible to get him to watch. Got one video which was interesting where Rick Yacucci putting him in the car. And it takes four guys about 10 minutes. He literally lays down flat in the car. The car is very, very small, very aerodynamic. Aerodynamics is everything out there, and they give up everything for aerodynamics. One other interesting aspect is, as it got hotter during the day, we waited till the heat of the day to run. And my thought was, you know, the motors make less power when density altitude goes up. They said, yes, but the aerodynamics is worth more than the loss in power.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. When you make a run and it qualifies as a record, then you're immediately put into impound. And you have 4 hours to do maintenance or whatever on the car under supervision. And then you have to wait till the next morning to get an hour to reset the record.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk lots more with Greg Hoag about the Bonneville Salt Flats. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. We're having a great time as usual. Greg Hoag is with us. He's a racing pioneer, and he's telling us about his most recent experience, first time at the Bonneville Salt Flats, and giving us some great descriptions of what it's like there and the hat system that they have in place. And before that break there, Greg, you were telling us a little bit more about the nuances of setting a record. It isn't just a one-way run. You have to be able to maintain that same speed going the opposite direction. Is that true?
No, that isn't FIA stuff, and they don't do that anymore. There's really not enough room out there for that. So what they do is each mile is measured by time. That's why they call it the Southern California Timing Association. And what they do is you qualify in each segment. So, like mile 2, mile 3, mile 4, mile 5, each one of those. So when you come back, you go into impound. Your impound, you're impounded so that they observe you working on the car. Can't change anything other than maintenance. And then when you come back the next morning at 7 in the morning, you get an hour to work on the car from 6 to 7. And then the miles that you qualify in, that they're faster than the record, say mile 3 and mile 5 are faster than the record, then those are the ones that you have to measure. That mile has to be, and it's the average of the two. We wound up taking the record from 320-something miles an hour to 388 miles an hour, the average of the two runs. And the motor did give up the ghost on that deal, but we're getting a lot of help trying to get it back together. Some local drag racers have got into this. Kevin and Glenn Self are people I've raced with for years, and they're getting us a set of Brodix heads ready to go so we can get this car ready to back two out there and break the 400-mile-an-hour barrier on gasoline, which right now we are the fastest car to ever run at Bonneville on gasoline.
Wow.
And we're hoping to raise that record to 400. It's really interesting to watch these officials, and there's a lot of them. I was with the SCTA out there with a whole group of them, and most of these are volunteers. They do give them lodging, and they feed them. And they give them per diem, which every one of them pretty much to a man signs, or woman, signs the back of the check and turns it back over to the Save the Salt Foundation. And these people are out there for a whole week, and it's hot, and the sun bounces off of the salt, and you just really have to hydrate and use a lot of suntan lotion. The first several days we were out there, the smoke from the California fires was really hiding everything, and it really wasn't until the sun finally came out that you could really see the beauty of it out there, the mountains around there, and the little town of Wendover, which is half in Utah and half in Nevada, which on the Nevada side it has casinos, on the Utah side it has the motels, and the time jump changes when you walk across the street.
Oh, that is funny.
We also had a roadster out there, Greg Peterson. He had it set a couple of records and earned red hats with a Toyota 2JZ motor turbocharged on gasoline. It was in the F-blown gas roadster. And it was kind of interesting to watch it all happen. It's different than drag racing. You're not racing against somebody. You're literally racing against the salt. And, you know, I wrote a piece out there that I published, and maybe I'll share it to your website if you want.
Sure.
About standing in the middle of the salt, and you could hear Breedlove's 407 in Spirit of America.
Yeah.
Or Mickey Thompson's run out there with his double-blown fuel streamliner years ago. That it's been running for over 100 years. The first record was set in 1907, and it was 147 miles an hour in the Mormon Meteor. So it was kind of an interesting place to know that they've been racing on this same surface for over 100 years. And now that conservation is bringing it back and bringing the salt back, it's really interesting to know that this sport's going to continue for hopefully another 100 years.
Absolutely.
You must come out there sometime.
Yeah, I would love to see it. It's one of those things that I have to put on my list that I want to do. I know I would enjoy it immensely. And you were telling us the last time around before heading out there that they set up some eating establishments along the way that are just temporary while the folks are in town. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it is. These were kind of your taco trailers, but they were really good. It helps if you speak Spanish, and really wonderful fish and shrimp tacos. They were anybody that ever goes to Wendover, they've got a lot of big restaurants and stuff out there. But go try some of these little taco traders that you see out there. And I assume they're out there during the year, but they bring them out closer to the track and everything. And it's just really incredible entrepreneurship, family-owned businesses you could obviously see. And lots of food out there, a lot of interesting stuff. White Goose Bar is a tradition where we all pit together, and all of them are SCTA officials. And they're very strict. Even when you set a record, if you're an SCTA official and you set a record, then you have to take your orange hat off, which is your official hat, and your white shirt off while you're an impound. You can't play both sides of the fence. It's really, they're very, very strict.
Yeah.
To make sure that the records out there at Bonneville are legitimate and that there is nothing going on. We were out there very early, and to watch them tech the cars, and the officials teching the cars are part of the group teching our streamliner, took hours and hours to tech it to make sure it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
I pack parachutes in a drag car. It takes me 5 minutes to pack a parachute. It takes them 3 hours to pack the chutes in the streamliner. They have three, a high-speed chute, and then a chute, and then they have a third chute that's for safety. And it was watching them set up tables to pack the parachutes. They're very, very critical on everything they do for safety. I've never seen this before where the official leans into the car and makes sure that you have everything tied down and strapped on and everything's safe, so you've got one more position of safety than your own crew looking at what you're doing. But
wow,
we're really excited.
That's cool.
We're working with the deal with Warren Johnson Building Engines next year. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to a possibly reality show with WJ.
That would be great.
He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He kind of has a reputation of being a little grumpy, but most people understand that at the racetrack, that's his job. He's very focused on what he does, but off the racetrack, he's very, very generous with a lot of people over the years. And I think we're going to get a look inside of what he's doing on these projects, and hopefully that comes up. You probably need to come down and see what's going on. We're maybe getting back to drag racing. I'm going to go ahead and put my dragster back out there, and we're going to do some driver development work. I've got several people I'm going to work through the car and see if they've got what it takes to be a drag racer and see if that's what they want to do, so I allow them to get their license in the car. The racing world is coming back. The economy's coming back, and I think that's what you see. The U.S. Nationals was incredible. It had packed houses every day. Lots of cars. There were 600 cars. No, excuse me. There was close to 800 cars at the U.S. Nationals. Stock and super stock each had over 200 cars in each class. So if you've never been to an NHRA drag race, now's the time to go because it is really getting interesting. A lot of things getting interesting in the pro stock field, which I'm around. They're going to allow big cubic inch motors to compete alongside the 500 inch formula motors with a weight break. So that's going to be interesting. So a lot going on in the racing world right now, but we're getting ready to go back to Bonneville in 2 weeks and try to take our record raise our record over 400.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly switch the motor over to alcohol and set the same record in the fuel category, which you're allowed to run anything you want for fuel.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, Greg, we'll have to talk to you in a few weeks to see how you make out. And as usual, it's a pleasure having you on board here on Auto World.
Thank you, and see you next time.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out AutoWorldRadio.com. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.